The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're somebody who needs to use social media to move product, to build a team, to grow your business, you've got to use stories. It just doesn't happen in your feed posts. It's all about stories. But so many people have no idea what to post to stories, or they just run out of ideas, or they feel like there's just nothing interesting going on. So why should I post the stories? I get it. And sometimes you just need some inspo. So I'm going to give you some for free. I'm going to give you 50 story ideas. These are simple things you can use right now on your Instagram stories or even on your TikTok stories. You don't always have to go on camera. These are things that you can post to your stories that keep people engaged, that serve your audience, that build your audience, and you can grab them right now for free. Just go to instaclubhub.com/story. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/story. And as always, that link is also in our show notes.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to share with you 18 different Instagram stories that you should be posting. And specifically, these are Instagram stories, questions, stickers. Some people call them engagement boxes. Basically, different things that you can and I believe should be regularly posting on your Instagram stories, both for engagement and just for general audience knowledge. It's very, very important that you have a great grasp of who your Instagram followers are. And that means more than just where are they from or how old are they, but it means how do they use Instagram? How do they use their phone? How do they feel about different things? What are their opinions and preferences and so much more? But before we even get into these different engagement stickers, let's talk about why does this matter? There is an algorithm for Instagram stories, just like there's an algorithm for the Instagram feed, just like there's an algorithm for pretty much everything these days. There's even an algorithm within the podcast app that you're listening to right now that helped determine whether or not you were going to listen to this episode today. So there is an algorithm for Instagram stories. And in its simplest terms, here's how the stories algorithm works. If your story gets more engagement, that means more views, more clicks, more likes, more people voting in polls, more people direct messaging you and swiping up to respond to your story, then the Instagram stories algorithm will make sure that your entire story for that day is shown to more of your followers. It will basically prioritize it in your followers' queue of Instagram stories, and it increases the likelihood that your followers will watch your stories for that day. So these stickers, these polls, these questions that I'm about to provide you with are things that I think you should be regularly doing to help increase engagement, not just understand your audience. But let's start with the engagement piece. Here are 9 different questions that you can ask on Instagram stories that we typically see a very high engagement rate from. And you're going to notice very quickly a common thread throughout all of these poll stickers, and that is that the focus is on the audience member. Far too often, I see Instagram stories polls that are all about the creator, or they're all about the person who is making the story. And at the end of the day, let's face it, our favorite topic is ourselves. Everyone's favorite thing to talk about is themselves. So if you give people an opportunity to talk about themselves, to answer questions about themselves, their own preferences, opinions, and tastes, you're going to be way more likely to get their response than if you're saying, hey, answer this question about me, or answer this for me, or help me figure this out. You're going to get a lot better response when you're asking questions about them. Also, when I say asking questions, I should be a little bit more specific. You can ask these questions on your Instagram stories by saying these things directly to the camera. You can ask these using the question sticker. I guess you could, for some of these, use the little slider sticker on Instagram stories. But for the vast majority of the 18 different questions that I'm going to share with you today, you're going to see the biggest ROI, or just the biggest engagement rate, from using the poll sticker. Now, I realize that not quite everyone has the exact same poll sticker. Some people have the traditional old school poll sticker that Instagram originally had, which only allows you to choose between 2 different options. But I also know a lot of people have the new Instagram poll sticker, which can have between 2 and 4 different options for your audience to choose between. And the reason that I think this sticker is one of the best is that it's very easy to get people to tap and vote. They don't have to type an entire message. They don't have to click on the question box. They don't have to slide their finger on the slider bar. They get to just easily tap and vote. It doesn't require much input on their end, but also there's some incentive or drive on their end because they know that once they vote, they'll get to see the poll results. So oftentimes I see people who are voting just for the sake of seeing what everyone else voted for. All right, but let's get into it. My first 9 questions are all related to increasing your engagement. These are questions that probably don't relate to your niche. They probably don't relate to what you sell or what you post about on Instagram, but these 9 things are all about your followers, and your followers love talking about themselves. So here are some opportunities for them to do so. Number 1, what's your eye color? Number 2, what's your favorite book or movie or podcast, hint, hint, build your tribe. Basically just asking people what their favorite thing is. Of course, for this option, you probably wouldn't be able to do a poll sticker because there's probably more than 4 books in the world. So you'd probably have to do the question box and allow people to type their response. So just adjust accordingly there. Number 3, what's your astrological sign? People love answering this one, especially the female demographic. Again, this is one that you probably won't be able to use a poll sticker for, but a Instagram question sticker should suffice. Number 4, what's your favorite holiday? This one is great, especially if you're around a specific holiday. You could even ask, do you like, and then insert the holiday, or do you celebrate, and then insert the holiday that's coming up. Number 5, what's your lucky number? Number 6, have you seen blank or have you heard blank? This is great, especially if it's something that's super popular. If you put in the name of some obscure book that you found on some shelf somewhere and it only ever sold 300 copies, and you say, have you ever read, and then you insert the name of a book, you're probably not going to get that many responses, because even though everyone theoretically could answer and they could answer no, people don't know what the book is, so they're not going to be excited by that question, and they're not going to be as excited to answer. So it's much more advantageous if you say something like, have you seen Squid Games when that was really popular? Or have you seen Harry Potter? Or have you read Atomic Habits? You know, something that is really popular, something that's really widely known and appreciated, or even something that people have a strong opinion about. Shows, documentaries, movies that have a lot of baggage behind them can oftentimes get people fired up. Number 7, how do you like your coffee? Or just, do you like coffee? Or is today a coffee day? Coffee is one of the most widely consumed beverages on the planet, and a lot of people have some pride in how they drink their coffee or how often or how they take their coffee. So allowing them an opportunity to talk about their coffee is a way to get them to talk about themselves and also to talk about yourself a little bit. Of course, with all of these questions, you could elaborate and say, my eye color is blank. My favorite holiday is blank. My lucky number is, my coffee order is blank. And so it's a way to get your audience's feedback, but also a way to dribble out some information about you. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Question number 8, what do you think about blank? And the more controversial and or relevant and or in the news the topic, the better. It's the same premise as before. You're allowing people to talk about themselves, but you're allowing them to talk about themselves in reference to something that's very exciting or relevant, or something that they might feel extra passionate about at the current date and time. And then my final Instagram stories poll sticker for engagement is this or that polls. Essentially here, you're just putting up 2 opposite things and allowing people to choose between this or that. Cats or dogs, rain or shine, mountains or beach, vacation or day in, early bird or night owl. I saw a really interesting example of this a few months ago with one of my friends from high school who I hadn't spoken to in 7 years, hadn't seen in 7 years. And suddenly his Instagram story started showing up at the very front of my stories queue every single day. And I was watching his stories and I realized it's because he was posting dozens of stories every single day, and every single story had a this or that poll. He was allowing people to vote between pretty much everything you could imagine. Anything that has an opposite, he was giving people the option to vote. And because people were voting, that story was getting more engagement, and thus that story was being shown to more people. So this or that style polls can be done all the time, and they're often highly engaging. So those 9 questions that I just listed are all great for increasing engagement and thus getting more views on your Instagram story. It would be advantageous of you to use these story questions strategically before posting a story that you really want people to see, a la a course launch, a product launch, a new episode of your podcast or YouTube video, or maybe even just an Instagram reel that you want to make sure a lot of people see. Use these story questions to boost your engagement strategically at a time right before you're sharing a story that you want to make sure gets a lot of eyeballs. Now that we got those out of the way, let's talk about 9 questions that I think you should ask your audience, because you need to know these things about your audience. These are more than just their age or where they're from. These are, you could think of them like demographics that Instagram doesn't just directly tell us. And there's no easy way to figure these things out about your audience unless you directly ask them. The first one is asking your audience, how do Instagram reels appear in their Instagram feed? And a pro tip for this question, and really for all of these next 9 questions, is if you can show people what you're talking about, you're going to get more responses. And of course, it's kind of hard for me to show you something on a podcast, but some reels show up as a 4:5 ratio in the feed. So they show up in just this little tiny window, while other reels take up the entire feed. They take up the full 16:9 frame. So ask your audience, do your reels show up full screen, or do they show up cropped in? Or you could ask them, do your reels show up 4:5, or do they show up 16:9? You could even include screenshots so your audience knows what you're talking about. And of course, this is important because if your audience primarily sees 4:5 reels, but you're consistently putting text or important information or even cropping your reels so that there are important things at the very top or the very bottom, well, of course, then those things aren't going to be visible in the Instagram feed of all of those people in your audience who can only see a 4:5 preview. So it's important to know, because it'll help dictate how you are filming, cropping, and editing your reels moving forward. Question number 2, iPhone or Android? This one might give you a hint as to what kind of emojis, if any, you should be using, and just what kind of fonts you should be using in your content. There are slightly different fonts and emojis depending on what kind of device you're on, and you might want to tailor your content to align with the expectations based off of the kind of phone that your followers are using. This, of course, also would be a great one for engagement, because people love saying whether they have an iPhone or an Android. Question number 3, do you use light mode or dark mode? Or some people call it night shift or blackout mode. But basically, there's some people who prefer to use their phone with a setting that basically makes all of the menu bars and everything that's like a setting that would normally be white, it turns it into like almost a black, like a really dark gray. It makes everything a lot dimmer. It would be important for you to know this, because if you're consistently making really bright posts, or let's say text posts that have bright pink backgrounds, but you end up learning that 85% of your audience uses dark mode, well, then that bright pink background might come across as obnoxious or way too saturated for someone who's using a dark mode. It also, though, on the other hand, it could be something that really sticks out and grabs their attention. So, for example, if I know that my audience primarily uses light mode, I might experiment with making some posts that have really dark backgrounds, because that contrast can grab people's attention. Idea number 4 of a poll that you should know about your audience is, do they read captions and how do they read captions? Of course, it would be best if we could just actually get the data of where do their eyes stop reading the caption, but that's really, really hard to figure out. So you'll have to just ask your audience, do you typically read captions? Yes or no? And then you could elaborate, do you typically read no caption, the first line, the first few lines, or the full caption? You could then even elaborate more. What makes you read the full caption? important information, a story. Maybe if you're really enjoying the content as it is, you're going to read the full caption. Basically just figuring out why does someone read the caption and then making sure to incorporate those things into your future content. Question number five, do they, and more importantly, why do they click on posts shared to the story? So if you are following our best practices, you're probably sharing your reels and your other feed posts to your Instagram stories. So it's important to then ask your audience, what makes them more or less likely to click on that post? And then knowing that, of course, allows you to change your future content and make it more clickable. Idea number six is which best describes your current situation, and then type out four different variations of who your ideal follower is. So in my own case, I might ask my audience this and say, what best describes your current situation? You're trying to grow on Instagram for fun. You have a business that you're trying to market on Instagram. You are trying to build up your own influence so that you can get brand deals and partnerships, or you're just kind of following me for random dancing. Basically, I'm asking people to self-identify where in my niche do they fit, and that also helps me know what percentage of my followers follow me for what reasons. Idea number seven, what other apps, and most importantly, what other social media apps do you use most often? I was really surprised by this when I asked my own audience. I thought that it would be TikTok as a very close second behind Instagram, and then maybe Facebook third, then YouTube, and way down the list would be Pinterest and Twitter. But what I found was the most used app by my audience besides Instagram is Pinterest. And this was shocking. It was more than YouTube, it was more than TikTok, it was more than all of these other platforms that I'm spending a lot of time on. They're spending a lot of time on Pinterest. And so that was fascinating, and it showed me where my efforts should be directed. Question number eight, asking about specific words that they use. One way that you can do this is essentially asking, hey, which of these following trainings would you prefer to attend? And I did this recently on my stories. I said, which of these trainings, which of these webinars would you most like to attend? And essentially, I gave the same different title, just with four slightly different variations. And people think that they're voting to decide which webinar they're going to attend, but really, they're helping me identify which terms are most appealing to them. So I believe I said something like, you know, five ways to get more customers on Instagram, five ways to make more sales on Instagram, five ways to make more money from Instagram, five ways to monetize your Instagram. Essentially, these trainings would all be the same thing, but I'm learning, does my audience primarily use the word customer, sales, income, or something else? And then I can tailor my marketing and my future posts to better align with the words that my audience already uses and knows. And then finally, my ninth idea for things that you can pull your audience is allowing them to self-select what you are going to post. Now, here's where I see people doing this wrong. They say super generally, super broadly, what do you want me to post about? What kind of posts do you guys like? What do you guys want me to share more about? And they'll put a question sticker and they'll wonder why no one is answering. No one's answering because it's a lot of work for you to come up with what you're going to post. So can you imagine how much more work it is for your audience to come up with what you're going to post for them? Gosh, that's putting a big burden on your followers. So instead, what I do is I come up with four posts. I create and sometimes even record four different posts. And then I ask my audience, you pick, I post. You get to pick which of these four options you want the most, and then I will share it. It helps create anticipation and extra engagement for when you do post. So instead of asking your audience super broadly, what should I post about? Ask them, should I post A or should I post B? And allowing them to vote and then actually delivering on that promise is a great way to increase your engagement. Give these 18 different questions a try on your Instagram stories, and you should hopefully increase your engagement and just increase your knowledge of your audience. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. you're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.